Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good morning. It's time to get up with the last two standing. Heat, Nuggets. How crucial is a Miami win tonight in order to stand any chance at a title? Plus, Aaron Rodgers limited in practice again yesterday. Should the Jet fans be pressing that panic button already? And sneaky big news. How Dak and the Cowboys could get richer in more ways than one after today, we'll explain as we get up with you right now. It's Thursday. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Get up. What you do today?
Energy's good today. I love it. I'm Brian Custer in for Greeny here at the Seaport. Look, we got a great show for you today. We got Monica McNutt here. We got Diana Russini. So that means we're talking football. We got Alan Hahn here. And by the way, take a look. We also got Dominique Foxworth with us as well. Sam Acho is with us. But you know what? We got to begin with the NBA Finals. They start tonight. Denver. The Nuggets hosting the Heat. It's game one. No, this is the second time the finals have pitted a one seed against an eight seed. The other time, 99, when San Antonio dispatched the eight-seeded Knicks in five games.
The
Nuggets, they reached the finals with a four-game sweep of the Lakers, and this is Denver's first NBA Finals trip, their first time playing for a league title of any kind since the 76 ABA Finals, which they lost to the Nets. Heat, they survived that historic near comeback by the Celtics to win again in the East in seven games. Miami, well, seventh time that they are seeking their fourth NBA title. Now, the Nuggets, heavy favorites to win game one and the series, according to Caesars Sportsbook. But the Heat are no strangers to being the underdog. 150-1 to win the NBA title entering the playoffs, which was the longest odds of any team to reach the NBA finals since the ABA-NBA merger. Okay, so I guess the first question is, what are you guys excited to watch as the NBA Finals tips off tonight?
I'm excited to see if the Miami Heat will continue to do what they've been doing, which is crash the party. That's what they do. They walked into Milwaukee and they punched him right in the face and said, oh, Giannis, you think you're getting another ring? You guys think the number one seed is just going to walk right to the finals? You're out. They take them out because they drag them into a street fight. They dispatched the Knicks in six games in New York. They're celebrating on the streets thinking they're going to get to a conference finals. That ended quickly, six games. Then, of course, what they did to the Celtics was painful. They literally won five games in that series. Let's be honest. That game six, serendipity only led to a game seven, where then they blew out the Celtics on their home court in a game seven. So now I want to see the Denver Nuggets. They are the star-driven team. They are much different. Miami's the counterculture. The Nuggets have stars. The Nuggets have had this run now. They were the top seed. They are a heavy favorite. Can they out-talent them? Yes. But can they beat them in a street fight? That's what I'm looking to see.
I think that's a great synopsis. But I would push back a little bit in that the Nuggets, while they have stars, this is their big dance. Like, this is their coming out party to the world. All we heard last series, even though they swept the Lakers, was Michael Malone come to the podium and say,
what about us?
What about us, right? Like, right. All y'all are still talking about the Lakers. And so I think this is a really big moment for the Nuggets. When it comes to the Nuggets, I know that folks may not be as familiar with Nikola Jokic, but if you like some of the circus shot Steph gives you, there were so many moments in the Lakers series, but over the course of this playoff series for the Nuggets, that had you shaking your head at the type of shot-making ability that this guy has at 7 feet, right? And so I'm excited to see this Nuggets offense on a big stage. I am curious to see how well they play. I'm not worried about rust. Rust to me might be like a quarter, but I don't really buy that. I just want to see what this looks like now that they're finally on this stage, because this is a team that I would argue has been waiting for at least two, if not three seasons, to be
since
healthy in the postseason, and they finally are.
Generally, when you get to the NBA Finals, there's something that really grabs America, and they say, man, I got to watch this because of that. What do you think? In this NBA Finals, what is there that you think can happen in this series where America says,
boy, I am locked in on this final.
What Monica just said, Jokic gives you a performance for the ages. We forget that he averaged a 30-point triple-double in a playoff series. Like, let's keep that in mind. So when you love stats and you love that side of it, that piques your interest. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, like you just said, now you're on the big stage.
Yep.
Let's see what you're all about. Now everybody's watching. This isn't just the diehard basketball people like us. This is now all of America. This is, you know, Dolores and Artie in Idaho who are tuning in to see what's going on in the NBA Finals, and are they interested? And they're going to see this guy, and he is a magician. He is, I've said this many times, he is essentially, it's Bill Walton, it's Arvydas Sabonis, it's a lot of these different players all mixed into one. He's a great passer, he's a great scorer, he can make the trick shots. And I think he's so relatable, America, because he looks like so much of us.
Very relatable.
Very relatable. Again, that is a physique that I certainly can relate to.
The dad bod.
You act like you're not in shape. But anyway, this guy doesn't eat carbs. But anyway, I think as much as we talk about Artie and Dolores, to stick with your names, I also think this is an interesting opportunity for young folks playing ball and coaches, right? Like, we've all been a part of the discourse with guys that love the sport on whether or not, not that Steph isn't good for the game, but in terms of teaching the game to young people, right? Like, there's, to me, both sides, both teams in this series do some really good fundamental things in terms of their connectivity on defense, the way they run their offenses. Like, there are parts of their game that I could hear youth coaches being like, hey, did you watch see that. X, Y, and Z do this? Do that. Let's try this. And so I think this is a really great opportunity in terms of a finals for the league and for to continue to grow the
fundamental
fan base.
Finals teach about zone defense, teach about passing.
That doesn't sound great.
It's
not in this AAU-driven league.
You're going to get crazy shots, though, too.
You're right about that. Listen, we got a lot to talk about the NBA Finals. We got to talk about Jimmy Butler and a lot more things. By the way, the NBA Finals, they start tonight, 8:30 Eastern, ABC, ESPN+, and, of course, ESPN Radio. Jimmy Butler, the Heat, Nikola Jokic, the Nuggets, our Game 1 coverage tips with NBA Countdown at 8 Eastern. All right, Greeny's not here, but he said, you got to talk about the Jets. So, Aaron Rodgers, he continues to nurse a calf strain. The QB spent most of yesterday's practice coaching up teammates, throwing on the side, and when asked about Rodgers' calf, head coach Robert Saleh didn't seem panicked at all about the situation.
Yeah, he's fine. Just doing a bunch of rehab. He'll be limited today, and then just hoping to ease him back in. Hopefully, get him full on Friday for sure next week. I still argue he's still a young man. The way he takes care of his body, I know his age. His body is not his age.
All right, Diana Russini's here. We got to bring in Neek. We got to bring in Sam. I know you were there. What's the level of concern around Jets OTA with Rodgers' calf?
Zero.
Really?
Big zero. No, there's no real concern over Aaron Rodgers having a serious injury. This was a very mild strain, and they're going to take it easy because it's early June here, end of May. So they're going to be conservative about it. And what really stood out and what you can observe is Aaron Rodgers is out on the field, right? So, Neek, you guys know this, that, you know, a lot of players, when they're dealing with injuries, they'll go inside and rehab and spend the day. Sometimes they'll even take the day off. But not Rodgers, right? He's out there. He's essentially like a co-head coach at this point out on the field. And this is something that has been welcomed by his teammates, right? They love having his voice. Some players even saying they believe he's going to change their career completely, whether they're on the offensive or defensive side of the ball. But the good news, according to head coach Robert Saleh, they do expect Aaron Rodgers to be out there on Friday.
Okay, Neek, listen, I know he had the same kind of injury last season. Should there be some concern?
There absolutely should be some concern about this. I'm not saying that this calf injury is going to be a problem, but he's going to be 40 at some point in the season. And I'm sorry, Robert Saleh, but your body kind of is your age. That's the one thing that you can't cheat. At some point, there's no amount of exercise or stretching or anything that's going to bring back resilience of your muscles and joints and ligaments. It's a thing. Older players, it's going to impact the way that they play. And I think we're looking at Tom Brady as if he's the blueprint for this. But Aaron Rodgers was never that type of quarterback. He always had a little dash of athleticism that helped him play. The vintage Aaron Rodgers play that we look at is when he's kind of scrambling, making a terrific pass on the run. That's not what we're familiar with when it comes to Tom Brady. So we'll see how it impacts him. It's a very good chance that he could make it through this whole season without an injury. But once you get older, those things tend to pop up a little more often.
What do you think, Sam?
Well, I couldn't agree more. That's the thing. You look at it, in 2021, there's a toe fracture. In 2022, there's a thumb fracture. And I get it. Aaron Rodgers plays through a ton of these injuries. But sooner or later, all these injuries start to pile up on your body as you get older, as age comes and time comes, and you get hit a little bit more. It takes longer to recover. And so this injury may not be that huge of a deal, but it may be a sign of things to come, just like we've seen the history over the last few seasons with Aaron Rodgers being injured.
Listen, I know Jet fans don't want to see this, hear this, Diana, but one thing I noticed, I saw a lot of Zach Wilson.
Yeah. And look, he's obviously been out there with the team. He's taking all the first team reps, and he just seems to be getting more comfortable, right? His accuracy is something that they're always going to be working on, but Robert Saleh has been raving about what he's seen in the backup quarterback, who we've seen plenty of, at least we'll see plenty of until we see Aaron Rodgers healthy once again. And that's obviously going to be the plan if Aaron can't go. And the hope is that they can just build his confidence back up. Because remember, before they signed Aaron Rodgers, there was a lot of concern. And Nick and I had tons of conversations on the show about, where does Zach Wilson go from here mentally? How do you recover from a team basically going, you're just not good enough, we're going to go out there and get one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game, and you're going to sit back and you're going to learn and you're going to try to improve? And that's where we're at. But it seems that Aaron Rodgers' presence is doing nothing but helping Zach Wilson improve, get better, and really take a look at what he needs to improve on.
I know Jet fans love to hear that, but they're like, yo, you better stay on the field, Aaron Rodgers. We don't want to see Zach Wilson.
I hate having injury conversation, right? We all hate having injury conversations because we don't want to think about it. We want the best players out on the field. We all want to see that. We all want to see Aaron Rodgers there with this team starting the season and hopefully going throughout the whole year healthy. But it has to be something this Jets team has to consider. And you know that they're going to try to coach up Zach Wilson as much as possible, knowing that Aaron Rodgers is going to be 40, and that's just what happens. I'm going to stand up during commercial break. I will be sore. I am also 40. It stinks.
by the way, I think Neek is 42, but you look marvelous, Neek. That's the difference there. You look marvelous.
Man. All right, you have to say that.
Could the Giants be in on DeAndre Hopkins? Their head coach didn't quite rule it out. You're going to hear what he said when we come back. Plus, did the Butler do it again? Why Miami needs to get off to a hot start tonight in order to stand any chance against those Denver Nuggets. It's Get Up here on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful Pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful Pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I don't know the question you're trying to ask.
Be better tomorrow.
I'm not answering that. That's a clown question, bro.
Next.
Mike, why are you in such a bad mood?
What do you care?
What else do you want to know?
Next question.
I'm not going to answer any questions for you.
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
Welcome back to Get Up. Time for a little game we call Answer the Question, Dominique Foxworth. First question, which AFC team most likely to dethrone the Chiefs?
Yeah, I think it's probably the Ravens. Getting a new offensive coordinator in Todd Monken to match up with a bunch of new talented receivers and Zay Flowers, a healthy Rashad Bateman, Odell Beckham Jr., and Lamar Jackson at the helm. I think their offense is going to be better than it's been since their since his MVP season. And the defense with Roquan Smith has gotten a lot better over the course of last year. I think right now they're shaping up to be the best contenders for the Chiefs in the AFC, especially since I see the Bengals are losing some talent, especially defensively, and the same could be said for the Bills. Was their best run was last year, so I think the Ravens are probably an up-and-coming. Well, up-and-coming is not fair. They're always in the mix, but they're going to be the most challenging team for the Chiefs in this coming season.
Next question, should Bill Belichick be on the hot seat if those Patriots miss the playoffs again?
Absolutely not. I mean, I get it. I understand you always want to be competitive, but if anybody's earned the right to stay as long as they want, it's Bill Belichick. And I'm not saying that if they keep sucking and they keep missing the playoffs that he can't stay forever, but I think it's a little premature for someone who's won as many Super Bowls as he has and turned that franchise from being kind of a laughingstock occasionally. I think they went to like one other Super Bowl before Bill Belichick got there to now being perennial championship contenders in a respectable outfit. I think Bill Belichick has earned another season before they get to hot seat talks for the best coach of all time.
Of course, the big scuttlebutt around the league right now, DeAndre Hopkins. In your opinion, which team needs to sign DeAndre Hopkins right now?
Yeah, I'd love to see him with the Bills. I think as good as Stephon Diggs is, which he's one of the best receivers in football, it'd be nice to have another sure-handed guy. Gabe Davis, we thought was going to grow into that, but he hasn't quite done that yet. And matching up Diggs and those tight ends that they have there, and Knox and Kincaid, along with Josh Allen, who's one of the best quarterbacks in football, I think makes this offense even more potent. So I'd like to see him end up there. For him and for that team. And you wouldn't be asking him to be like a true number one, which I'm not sure that's what you want to do as he's kind of on the back end of his career.
Speaking of the New York team, the other team in New York, the Giants head coach Brian Daboll was asked about the possibility of signing Hopkins. And boy, he left the door wide open for a potential move. Take a listen.
Anytime there's someone that's available, that's a free agent, I'd say Joe and his staff are going to look into it, research it. You know, we talk about really a lot of different players. So regardless of who it is, that's part of our job is to make sure we're doing our due diligence.
All right, here, take a look at this. In addition to bringing back Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, the Giants also bolstered up that offense. They made the trade for Darren Waller. That was back in April. They added the wideouts, Paris Campbell, Jamison Crowder, and of course, in free agency. And then on the other side of the ball, they signed linebacker Bobby Orike to a four-year, $40 million deal. So I guess the question here, Diana, are the Giants a real possibility?
Yeah,
for DeAndre Hopkins.
You look at this roster that has really been stacked up now, right, for Daniel Jones. And, of course, the New York Giants are going to do their homework and research and take a look at the market. But here's what's really interesting, Brian. Right now, because Odell Beckham Jr. signed with the Baltimore Ravens for a really good price, right, they paid him a lot of money. And some of that had to do with the fact that the Lamar Jackson situation was going on. They wanted to appease him. It changed the wide receiver market, right? So DeAndre Hopkins wants to get paid the type of money that we saw Odell Beckham Jr. get paid. Not that same exact amount, but money's definitely part of this. And financially, when you're looking at all the teams around the league that are interested in DeAndre Hopkins, it's got to work financially for them. So you look at teams like the Chiefs, the Bills, you heard Nate talk about them being a good fit for them. Do they have the money? And would Hopkins be willing to maybe take less to play with a quarterback like Josh Allen or, let's say, Patrick Mahomes? And it's really going to come down to what he prefers and what he wants, as there are several teams, including the New England Patriots, who are interested in DeAndre Hopkins. And we're going to see over the next few weeks Hopkins taking visits with different teams, Brian, and he's going to make a decision on what's best for him.
Okay, Acho, if the Giants were to sign Hopkins, how would he help them, especially in that NFC East?
Oh, he'd make him extremely dangerous. If you look at it last year, Saquon Barkley led the team in receptions and targets. He's a running back. And so you add a guy not only in Darren Waller, but you go and add DeAndre Hopkins to a team that not only made the playoffs last year, but won a playoff game. And then in Brian Daboll, coach of the year, his second season, they would be a lot more dangerous than they were before. You have a true number one receiver target. Then you have a true number one tight end target. And then if Saquon gets all his stuff worked out in his deal and he ends up signing this long-term deal or franchise tag, then you have a dominant running back as well. And so add all those pieces to Brian Daboll and his genius, taking Daniel Jones to what he was before to what he is now. Now you have an extremely dangerous team that could really make some noise come playoff time.
Nick, what do you think?
Yeah, you add Jalin Hyatt, a big play receiver they drafted out of Tennessee, to that offense. It looks a lot better than they had looked in a while there. However, they're in the NFC East, and I think they're still not going to be as good as the Cowboys and certainly not as good as the Eagles. So while I think it'll make them a little bit better, I'm not sure that's what DeAndre Hopkins is looking for at the end of his career, to go pair it with Daniel Jones, who is their franchise quarterback in New York, but I'm not sure that's a quarterback that DeAndre Hopkins will want to tie himself to if he's looking to be competitive and make a run at the Super Bowl. I think some of these other names might be a little bit more attractive, especially if anyone's expecting him to take less than his value.
You know, that's interesting, because you hear Neek talking about some of the additions they made, you know, whether it be Hyatt, whether it be Waller. So are we expecting, let's say, a big jump or a slump out of Daniel Jones?
Look, my questions are more about Daniel Jones on this Giants roster than the talent around him, right? Because I feel like even though we've seen plenty of him, the opinion of him is still a little confusing. Is he good? Is he great? Is he okay? I think we can all agree that Brian Daboll has shown that he can coach the best version of Daniel Jones. So as long as Dable's there coaching him up, that there's going to be improvement. But what is the ceiling for Daniel Jones? And you have to figure they're doing everything they possibly can. They've invested in this guy now. They're giving him options. It has to get better here. But we know that there's always that chance.
Hey, Nick, they paid him like he's a franchise guy. Are we expecting a jump or a slump out of Daniel Jones this season?
Well, if my only two options are jump or slump, I'm going to go with jump, because this will be his second year with Brian Daboll. Some coaching stability will be nice. The talent around him is as good as it's ever been, assuming they get Saquon to sign and come back into the fold. So I guess I got to go with jump. But the tough thing about what you're asking for Daniel Jones is we haven't seen him do a whole lot of great passing, and you can blame that on the weapons that he has. But we can also say that we haven't seen him do it. So until we've seen him successfully be a consistent passer to combine with his great running ability, it's hard for me to have a ton of faith in him. But I think I do believe in what he's shown so far, and I believe in Brian Daboll, and I certainly believe in the additions that they brought in as far as talent's concerned. So a tiny jump, maybe a little baby jump.
Acho, I'll give you the final word.
Man, I'm going big jumps. Forget the baby jumps, the tiny jumps, right? Like, I'm talking about, like, the box jumps, like 66-inch box jumps that you see freak athletes do. The reason I say that is this. Let me check me out. Last year, we saw 15 touchdowns, which is not a lot, right? But only 5 interceptions. That's the second lowest interceptions thrown for anyone who threw over 250 passes. And so now you increase the touchdowns. You keep the interceptions at a minimum. You add Brian Daboll, who did the same thing with Josh Allen, though this is not Josh Allen. But you add that second year with the weapons. I'm expecting a much, much bigger jump for Daniel Jones.
Hey, look, look in that postseason, he played really well for them. We'll see what happens here with the Giants. All right. Got to go to break. Coming up, you know, the Heat, boy, they've been the underdogs the entire playoffs. Can they possibly crash the Nuggets party as well? Jay Will, he's going to join us next.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey, welcome back. Let's do some over-under NBA Finals tipping off tonight. DraftKings Sportsbook Predictions is brought to you by DraftKings. All right, today's question, Alan, I'll start with you. Nikola Jokic will score 28 or more points.
28 or more? I'm going to go over.
Wow.
I think he's going to this is a big series for him. Offensively, they're going to try to make him a passer, but in the middle of that zone, where are you going, Jay? He's going to dominate, and he's going to be able to be that scorer in the middle of that zone. 30 points for him.
Oh,
lock.
Okay. Jamal Murray's points are set at 25.5. Monica, you taking the over or the under?
Honestly, I wanted to push this because I think it's right on the money. I'm going to go over. Postseason average for him is about, or at least in the last series, I should say, versus the Lakers, is like 32. So I think that this team is going to come with a bunch of energy, ready for game one. I'm going to go slightly over.
Jimmy Butler is at 27.5 points in game one. You going over or under?
I will probably go under in his first game, but I will say this. Let's remember when Phoenix got two wins at home against Denver. Do you remember D-Book was averaging 40 on 80% shooting?
Right.
That's what it took. And Denver was in both games.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what it took from a prolific offensive performance in order for Phoenix to win those two games.
I want you guys to take a look at something because, you know, the Heat have gotten off to hot starts in their first three series of this postseason. They've won game one in each of those series, all of which were on the road. And since the NBA switched to their current format, no road team has ever won four game ones in a single postseason. So, listen, if that's the case, how important then is it for the Heat to get a game one victory today?
Well, I think it's a necessity. Like, I'm willing to say this, man. Like, I think the Miami Heat are going to get swept. Like, I'm not being disrespectful to the Heat. I have all the respect in the world for the Heat. But if Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra and the Miami Heat can find a way to win this series, like, I'm going to start talking about Jimmy Butler as one of the godlike people in the game of basketball.
As you should.
One of the godlike people in the game of basketball. I have never seen a run in the history of the NBA playoffs with the cast of characters that he has. No disrespect to Gabe Vincent, to Caleb Martin. I love all their stories. It's incredible. I've never seen a man carry a team like this to an NBA final. I've never seen it before.
That's
if it happens.
We have debated, it seems like, ad nauseum here. Is this guy like elite level all-star, talking about Jimmy Butler? If these guys win it against the Denver Nuggets, has he solidified his Hall of Fame status?
Is that right?
Locked.
Not even a question.
Yes.
By the way, it might even be close to being locked already just off the run.
It's close.
Just off the run. It's close. The way he plays, the spots he gets to, the big game performances, regardless of injury or not, I have all the respect in the world for it if he's able to pull it off. I just don't see it happening.
It is an uphill climb. I'm with you. Like, I know we've got tons of conversation to get into, and I don't want to give away any questions that we have scripted, but I'm with you, right? Like, if he can pull this off, this will be historic on so many different levels. But I just think the counterpoint or the competition on the other side, like, this is a historically great dude in terms of Jokic, in terms of what he's doing with the triple-doubles going into the finals. I think there's a huge chip on this Nugget's shoulder. I'm not willing to go sweep because I think the Heat have bet or have proved us wrong time and time again. My shock level, if they pull it off, out of 10, would be like
35.
A 7.
What? 7?
It would
seven?
Be like a 7. Every time we've counted them out,
yes,
they have proved us wrong.
We
it would still be
waiting.
Shocking.
We keep like, waiting for this carriage to turn into a
right.
pumpkin.
It would
That's
be shocking,
what we're waiting for.
Be.
Disney reference, Cinderella. Of
yeah,
course.
I got it. We got
but
it.
I just want to make sure.
Well done.
Well, Little Mermaid is the reference you need right now. But
older, right? But still, that's why while we're talking about game one, which is tonight, I don't think game one is the pivotal game it normally is.
I don't think it is.
Before we even get to that, I think it's game two. Because I think game one, because of the layoff for one team and the other team, it's that reset, and now we're going into the altitude and all that other stuff. I don't know if it's – we get 2 days now, and then you play game two.
Yeah.
So even if the Heat lose tonight, there's still Saturday, 2 days of adjustments and everything else. There's still a way to go home with a split. So tonight, to me, sets a tone. You kind of see what both teams want to do at the outset, and then the adjustments happen. Mm. I am praying for Malone versus Spoelstra trash talk in post games and off
that.
Days. More of it, please, coaches. You guys both are great at it. But on top of it, I think the fact that you get 2 days off and then we don't play till Sunday – I think that benefits Miami.
So let me ask you this, Jay. Well, because there's been a lot of talk of Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra, the way they run this Heat culture.
Yep.
And why the way they run that organization, why does it breed success? You look at it, it's like seven guys undrafted, and yet all of them have been big contributors to their success. Why does it breed success the way they do?
Obviously, a lot of people in the basketball world know of Pat Riley as the godfather of basketball.
Right.
That's what I've always called him, because there's a certain standard that it doesn't matter if you're LeBron James. Oh, you want Eric Spoelstra out of here? No,
you're
LeBron James. Like, I'm going to set the tone. And I think they have an unfair advantage. They have two of the greatest coaches to ever coach the game of basketball together in Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra. When it's all said and done, people can say what they want about Eric Spoelstra. If he's able to pull this off, even if he doesn't, I think he's trending towards a top five greatest coach in NBA history. I mean, you can sit there and talk about Phil Jackson. You could talk about Pat Riley, Greg Popovich, Red Auerbach. And then you get into a Larry Brown. Then you get into a Steve Kerr even with four. But look at the X's and O's that he's been able to pull off with this roster. Mm-hmm. It makes a case for it.
It shows you where they've come. Because while they were part of the Big Three era where it was all about stars, right? The Heat went that way when they got LeBron, they got Chris Bosh, put him with Dwayne Wade, went four straight finals, 1-2. But then after that, what have they done? They've gone complete, I would call it counterculture. Everybody else is still chasing stars, trying to put stars together, whatever it takes. And then whatever stars we get, we'll play that way. The Heat are, this is our identity. This is who we are. This is how we're going to play. We'll find players who fit the way we play. Mm-hmm. And if you don't fit, you either fit in or fit out, right? LeBron once famously said.
Yeah.
But that's literally what they are. And the closest thing I can think of that they are is like the New England Patriots, the Patriot way. And how not everybody, it's not for everyone. Guys have gone there and they've realized like playing for Bill Belichick's a different thing. Playing for Pat Riley with Eric Spoelstra is a different kind of demand. Body fat, conditioning, all the demands on you. And oh, by the way, you might play a lot, and then you might not play at all.
It feels more like the Pittsburgh Steelers to me, though, because every year you're like, all right, they're going to win like eight games, and they just exceed expectations every year.
It's interesting because Pat Riley, we just saw the graphic there. He's been involved in a quarter of the NBA Finals. I mean, all of it.
A winner.
As a player, as a coach, as everything. And yet this culture, and you talk about that here, I mean, it's body fat. You got to be under 10% body fat when you come and play for the Miami Heat, and yet they deliver success.
I think – to a degree, championships can be bought. Culture has to be built.
Yeah.
And so this is not something that was baked overnight, right? And Spo has been very honest about this season in particular being very challenging at points, right? So this is a long-standing thing when you look at the Miami Heat. In some years, they pop up and they're in the finals. In other years, you're having conversations about what their offseason moves could be, but they continue to stay the course, right? They are very clear on who they are and the types of players that fit their system. And so I know yesterday we bounced around the ideas of some other key free agents. This summer is going to be very interesting because I do wonder, and we'll see, culture gets you far. I am not dismissing culture at all, but is this finals going to now be an example of the type of drafted power that you may need to get over the hump? Because Jimmy's been here. Like, Jimmy was here in the bubble.
Yeah, but it's also, again, it's a lesson, though, and Spo has talked about this, in believing in what you do and sticking with it, even when they were 11-30 to start a season. Eric Spoelstra's our coach. This is how we play, and we believe in it.
Listen, I know we got to go to break, but I want you guys to think about a little something because we're going to talk about Denver a little bit later in the show. And with Jokic leads these guys to a championship, are we talking about top 20 all-time great?
No.
We'll discuss that.
No.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And during the finals, new customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets. And that's instantly. Use the code GETUP when you sign up.
PC, that's a hell no.
Yeah. Hey, the NBA Finals, tonight. 8:30 Eastern, ABC, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. Jimmy Butler in the Heat, Nikola Jokic, and the Nuggets. Our Game 1 coverage tips off NBA Countdown at 8 Eastern. All right, coming up, Bulldogs beware. Which contender has the best chance to stop a Georgia three-peat? We're going to tell you with Heather Denich. Plus, Dan Orlovsky, he's fired up about Patrick Mahomes and Michael Parsons, but not in the way you might expect. We're going to explain that as well. It's Get Up here on ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. You know, the ESPN college football schedule for 2023 was announced on Wednesday. Notable week one games, including Florida heading to Salt Lake City, take on Utah Utes. Well, they won 10 games, reached the Rose Bowl in 2022. First ABC game, Virginia taking on Tennessee in Nashville. Vols went 11-2 last season, went to the Orange Bowl, got that win over Clemson to conclude the year. Also on ABC, first weekend, LSU goes to Orlando, takes on Florida State. LSU posted that 10-win season in their first year under Brian Kelly. FSU coming off their first 10-win season since 2016. And looking ahead to week two, Texas heading to Tuscaloosa, taking on Alabama. When these two teams met in Austin in 2022, Tide need a field goal to win 20-19. All right, so we got to talk some college football, and that means our college football expert, Heather Denich, joins us. Of course, Sam Acho as well. Heather, most important early game matchup this season for the college football playoff, you think?
Texas, Alabama, because Sam Acho, is Texas for real? Like, really real? We're going to find out when they play Alabama. And let's make no mistake here. Both of these teams can finish in the top four if they win their respective conferences. Texas should absolutely be favored to win the Big 12. And remember, Texas was controlling this game against Alabama for the most part last season until some late game Bryce Young heroics. He's not there anymore. If these teams don't win their conferences, remember, the selection committee uses head-to-head results as one of those tiebreakers, and that could come into play if they're fighting for one of those top four spots.
And it's a preview for Texas on what they're going to be seeing every year. Of course, they're going to be joining the SEC the following season. What do you think, Acho?
I'm going to go, though I love your pick, Heather, I'm going to go LSU, Florida State, and here's why. Remember last year, week one, LSU lost to Florida State by 1 point. After they scored a last-second touchdown, they missed the extra point. Well, LSU went on to win 9 of their next 10 games. Now, yes, they lost in the SEC championship game, but you have a returning Jaden Daniels, a Harold Perkins who's going to be in his second year even more dominant. Then you have a situation where maybe it's a one-loss SEC team. Like, let's say LSU goes back and plays Georgia again and loses to Georgia. Let's say they beat Alabama like they beat Alabama last year. Now, all of a sudden, if you win that game, if you're LSU, that late-season loss or maybe an Alabama loss may not matter as much to the selection committee.
Okay, Heather, so let's talk about one of the little surprise teams. Generally during the season, there's a team that jumps out that surprises everybody. Give me that team that's going to surprise us in the first few weeks of the season.
Well, I'm going to follow up on what Sam said, and I'm going to stick with Florida State because they have a chance, as he mentioned, we're talking about that LSU game, but they start the season with a chance against the defending SEC West, and then they end September at Clemson. I would argue that no team in the country has a better chance in the month of September to impress the selection committee than Florida State. I've talked to Mike Norvell. He's confident. They have national championship aspirations. And I love that the ACC is scrapping its division. So Florida State and Clemson are going to play each other during the regular season. And now they can play each other again in the ACC championship game if they wind up being the top two teams. So I think Florida State has a great chance to surprise some people early.
Sam?
I'm going to go Colorado, and the reason why is, I mean, we don't know what Colorado is going to look like, but we will find out very soon. Week one, national TV, primetime TV, Colorado plays TCU. TCU, the team that was just in the national championship game last year. That's week one. Then number two, week two, you go and play Nebraska, which sure, they're in a rebuild. That's another primetime game. Now, this is early in the season. Later on, they got Oregon, they got USC, so maybe some realizations that come then. But, man, what if you could surprise a TCU team that no longer has Quentin Johnston, no longer has Max Duggan, and you put yourself officially on the map?
Listen, I got to wrap this up, so I need a really quick answer here, Heather Dinage. I know it's early, but give me an early contender that can finally dethrone Georgia.
I'm going to go with Tennessee. Josh Heupel's doing a great job there. They have home field advantage in November, and plus, Joe Milton fared very well against the Blitz when they played Clemson in the Orange Bowl. That's why I think he can do this. He completed 9 of 13 passes, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. They got to be ready for that Georgia D. Remember, Hendon Hooker was sacked 6 times. I think Milton can do it.
Love it. Heather Dinage, Sam Acho, appreciate it. We got to switch now from football to lacrosse because the new season of the Premier Lacrosse League, it starts this Saturday. Redwoods taking on Atlas at 1 p.m. Eastern, ABC, ESPN Plus in Albany, New York. You know, the defending champions, the Water Dogs, they get their season started Sunday, 1 Eastern, right here on ABC. Okay, Paul Rabel joins us now. Of course, he's the co-founder and president of the PLL. He's here to take us through the top 3 plays from last season. You ready to do this?
I got you.
All right, here, let's go. Number 3.
We started here because lacrosse is known as the fastest game
right.
on 2 feet.
Right.
This shows you one of the top midfielders taking an alley shot. 2 saves by our goaltender. An attackman, Asher Nolting, picking it up and going full field, low to high, to one of the best players in Lyle Thompson, who finishes with a leaner. So it's a mouthful, but that's why it's the fastest game on 2 feet. These are those two saves, and this is that full field pass. That's an 80-yard pass
wow.
on a rope.
That's nice. That is nice. That's nice. All right, let's go to number two, and it is Jeff Teat. Amazing one-handed goal.
Yeah, you see two-man action up top. Jeff Teat drives to a strong hand, which is defended well by an all-world defender, Scott Ralliff. So what does he do? He rolls to his weak hand, one-handed, bottom hand, changes levels with his wrists, low to high. That's the type of skill that only Jeff Teat can pull off. He's the one in the world who can shoot one-handed from 10.
And number one is the BLL Championship. How about them Water Dogs and Connor Kelly? And look, a little basketball, a little pump fake.
100%. So you see a little defense rotation and a skip up top. Hesitation, we call that a face dodge, and then there's that leaner goal again where he dips his shoulders low to get Blaze Reardon to dip with him so he finishes it high. These are the defending champions. They play this Sunday on ABC at 1 o'clock.
I love it. So those are the top three plays from last season. Now, Paul, of course, you're perennial all-star. You're known as like the LeBron James, obviously, of lacrosse. So enlighten the folks. What should they be excited about this new season?
So hopefully what we showed is the level of physicality, skill, and toughness in lacrosse. We're coming off a ton of momentum right now with the college game. We have the World Games in June, and the PLL is the best players in the world, 8 teams, tons of parity. We don't know who will win the championship, but we know that it's going to be a battle for all 10 regular season weeks.
Now listen, our NFL analyst, Dan Orlovsky, huge lacrosse fan. I'm talking big.
He'll come to games.
In fact, he's got a few questions for you. I want you to take a look into this.
My two questions. One, who is the PLL's Patrick Mahomes? The guy that does stuff we just can't explain. That the jaw-dropping play, and while everything is moving around so quick, it looks so slow to him. And then two, who is the PLL's Micah Parsons? The incredible athlete. You can put this person anywhere on the field and they are going to be the best player at that position.
Okay, so let's start with number one. Who is the Patty Mahomes?
Yeah, great questions, Dan. Look forward to seeing you this season. I would say what Patrick Mahomes does well is everything consistently, and that's Rob Pinnell for us. So Rob Pinnell is a veteran, number 4 all-time in points, pro lacrosse history. That's 25 years of history. He can go right-handed, left-handed, high, sidearm, low, behind the back, backhanded, and he's done it for so long. And by the way, 4th all-time, he's number 4 in goals, number 5 in assists. So when I think about Patrick Mahomes, being able to do everything consistently allows some of that artistry. You get that in Rob Pinnell.
Okay, so my guy, Michael Parsons of the Cowboys, freak athlete. I mean, he can rush the passer. He can play linebacker. Who's the Michael Parsons of the PLL?
Right now, I would say Romar Dennis. 6'5", 235, plays half that size with his speed. His ability to create separation, score from distance, on the run with both hands. Romar Dennis is the fastest player in the PLL in a race that we held in 2021. You don't see that with that level of size. Micah Parsons gets to the quarterback. Romar Dennis gets to the net.
By the way, Dennis Pinnell will face one another Saturday in the first game of the PLL season. Of course, you want to stay tuned for that because you'll see the Redwoods and Atlas 1 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Now, before you go, Paul, right. I want you to take a look at a little something. We call this eye candy from over the weekend NCAA title game, Notre Dame's Quinn McCann. How about this goal?
I mean,
how about that?
60 yards on a rope,
on a
bar
rope.
Down. You don't see that very often. You know, this is a 10-man ride that Duke punted. So if you think about the strategy of lacrosse, they pressed upfield, pulled the goalie, and you have a midfielder that I think changed the game. You go into halftime 6-1, but he does it in style. Those are the Kavanaughs right there, the MVPs of that squad going and celebrating with him.
Look, I'm looking forward to the season, man.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate you having me up in here. Don't forget, game one, back to basketball of the NBA Finals, though, is tonight. Clock is about to strike midnight. Is it on the Heat Cinderella story? We're going to talk about that. It is next here on Get Up.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.